Mr. Bond said Burma is at a critical point. There is a functioning relief program in place, but it is reaching only a quarter of the people in need. He said he hopes improved UN and ASEAN coordination with the authorities in Burma, which is also known as Myanmar, will help scale up relief efforts quickly.
My aim in going to Myanmar is to, first of all, demonstrate my sympathy to the people and government at this time of crisis and challenge, and to see for myself the situation on the ground, particularly in areas most affected by the disaster, unprecedented in Myanmar's history.
The Secretary General said the devastation to the country is estimated at over $10 billion, and that other factors, such as not being able to plant the next harvest, could compound the crisis, which has claimed more than 78,000 lives, even further.
In this sense, the economic effects of the natural disaster that has struck Myanmar could be more severe and longer lasting than the 2004 tsunami.
Mr. Bond will be in Burma on Thursday and Friday. He plans to travel to some of the hardest hit areas, including the Irrawaddy Delta. He will go to Thailand on Saturday to meet with leaders there, then return to Yangon on Sunday to attend a joint UN-ASEAN International Pledge Conference for the cyclone victims. The UN chief says he hopes to meet Burma's senior general, Tan Shwe, and other top government officials. He welcomed what he called the military regime's recent flexibility in deciding to allow Asian aid workers under ASEAN auspices into the country to oversee aid supplies and distribution, and said he believes similar moves will follow. Diplomats attending meetings at the UN in New York this week welcomed Mr. Bond's trip. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Zalmay Khalilzad, said that for the Secretary General's trip to be successful, he must focus on winning access for experts and supplies. French Minister for Human Rights, Ramayad, echoed that, saying she hopes after Mr. Bond's visit there will be better access to the victims. British Foreign Secretary David Miliband said Sunday's International Donors Conference is a landmark event that must produce real outcomes that will deliver aid to the people on the ground whose humanitarian situation is growing worse. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.